Welcome to episode 1019 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. There's a saying, you become what you behold. In other words, the things we focus on and the people we follow shape who we are. In his third letter, another short epistle, only one chapter and 15 verses, the Apostle John addresses this very idea. He writes to a man named Gaius, commending him for walking in the truth and for showing great hospitality to fellow believers. However, John also warns Gaius about another man, Diotrephes, who seeks only his own glory, causing division and rejecting the truth. In this brief yet powerful letter, John contrasts two ways of living, imitating what is good versus imitating what is evil, and offers a timeless message. We must intentionally choose to imitate what is good. As we explore 3 John today, we will look at the examples of Gaius, Diotrephes, and Demetrius to learn what it means to imitate good. We'll reflect on why it's so important to follow godly examples, how imitating good is tied to our spiritual witness, and how doing good reflects our relationship with God. Through this, we'll be challenged to examine our own lives. Who are we imitating? And what kind of example are we setting for others? John begins his letter with warm affection for Gaius, calling him in verse 1, a dear friend whom he loves in the truth. This phrase, in the truth, reveals the foundation of their relationship, their shared commitment to the truth of the gospel. John immediately highlights the fact that Gaius is walking in the truth, and this, according to verse 4, gives John no greater joy. This connection between truth and joy is important because it shows that walking in truth is not just a matter of doctrinal correctness. It is the key to genuine Christian life and fellowship. But John doesn't stop at Gaius's commitment to the truth. He praises Gaius for his faithfulness in showing hospitality to traveling believers, even though they were strangers to him. Hospitality was a critical part of early Christian life. Missionaries and traveling teachers relied on the generosity of believers as they spread the gospel. Gaius not only welcomed these brothers and sisters into his home, but he did so, according to verse 6, in a manner that honors God. This is significant because Gaius's hospitality was not just an act of kindness, it was an act of worship and a reflection of his love for God. Gaius's example teaches us two key lessons about imitating good. First, walking in the truth must be coupled with active love for others. Truth and love go hand in hand, just as we saw in John's second letter. It's not enough to merely know the truth. We must live it out in ways that bless and serve others. Second, Gaius reminds us of the importance of hospitality in Christian community. In a world that often prioritizes self-interest, Gaius shows us what it looks like to open our hearts and homes in service to others, reflecting God's love through practical actions. In contrast to Gaius's humble service, John brings up another figure in the church, Diotrephes. John describes this other man in verse 9 as someone who loves to be first. This short description reveals a lot about Diotrephes' character. His desire to be first, whether in status, power, or influence, had led him to oppose John and other Christian leaders. Instead of welcoming fellow believers, Diotrephes spread malicious rumors, refused to show hospitality, and even excommunicated those who did welcome other believers. Diotrephes' behavior serves as a stark warning against pride, selfish ambition, and divisiveness in the church. His actions are the opposite of what it means to walk in truth and love. Diotrephes was more concerned with maintaining control and being seen as important than he was with following the teachings of Christ. His refusal to welcome others and his attempts to block fellowship among believers show how far pride can lead us away from God's will. The lesson here is clear. We must guard against the temptation to seek our own glory, especially in the church. Pride not only damages our own relationship with God, but it also harms the unity of the church. When we imitate selfish leaders like Diotrephes, we create division, spread falsehood, and block others from experiencing the love and grace of Christ. John's warning to Gaius and to us is that we should avoid following the example of those who seek to elevate themselves at the expense of others. John doesn't leave Gaius without a positive role model. In verse 12, he mentions Demetrius, who is well spoken of by everyone, and even by the truth itself. Demetrius is someone whose life matches his testimony. His reputation among believers and his alignment with the truth make him a worthy example to follow. Demetrius stands in contrast to Diotrephes. While Diotrephes sought his own power, Demetrius lived a life of integrity that honored God and was recognized by the community. His example reminds us that living a life of truth and goodness does not go unnoticed. People observe the way we live, and our witness, whether good or bad, has a profound impact on others. In today's world, it can be easy to feel unnoticed or undervalued when we strive to do good. But Demetrius's life shows us that even when we are not in the spotlight, God sees our faithfulness. His reputation for integrity was rooted in a life lived in accordance with the truth. And it is this kind of integrity that John encourages Gaius and us to imitate. The heart of John's message comes in verse 11. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. This simple yet profound statement sums up John's appeal. As believers, we are called to imitate good, not evil. But what does it mean to imitate good? To imitate good is to follow the example of Christ, who embodied both truth and love. It means to live a life of integrity, humility, and service, just as Gaius and Demetrius did. It also means resisting the temptation to follow bad examples like Diotrephes, who put himself before others and caused division in the church. Imitating good requires discernment, humility, and a heart that seeks to honor God in all things. John's message challenges us to consider who and what we are imitating. Are we following examples of godly humility, love, and service, or are we drawn to figures of power, pride, and division? The people we look up to shape our character, and the actions we imitate reveal the condition of our hearts. Imitating good is not just about living a moral life. It is about reflecting the character of God. John says that anyone who does what is good is from God. When we do good, we demonstrate that we are children of God, living out the truth of the gospel. On the other hand, anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. Our actions reveal whether or not we truly know and have experienced God's love. This message is not about earning salvation through good works, but about the natural outflow of a life transformed by the truth of Christ. When we walk in truth and love, when we practice hospitality and humility, and when we seek the good of others, we are bearing witness to the transforming power of the gospel. Our good works flow from our relationship with God and serve as a testimony to His grace in our lives. As we reflect on 3 John, let us remember John's exhortation to imitate good. We are called to walk in truth, like Gaius, and to show hospitality and love to others. We are warned against pride, selfish ambition, and divisiveness, as seen in Diotrephes. And we are encouraged to live with integrity, like Demetrius, whose life was a testimony to the truth. According to some early Christian traditions, Gaius went on to become a bishop in Pergamum or Thessalonica, though this is not definitively confirmed. He is often remembered as a faithful leader who showed hospitality and supported the ministry of other Christians, as described in 3 John. Some speculate that Diotrephes' divisive attitude could have eventually led to his isolation or rejection by the Christian community. But this is largely conjecture based on his behavior in 3 John. Some scholars speculate that Demetrius may have been a traveling missionary or leader within the early church, well regarded by the community for his integrity. Tradition, however, does not provide a definitive account of his later life or ministry, but he is remembered positively for his faithful service and commitment to the truth. Who are we imitating? Are we following the example of Christ and those who reflect His character, or are we drawn to worldly models of power and pride? Let us commit ourselves today to imitate what is good, knowing that by doing so, we reflect the heart of God and bring glory to His name. Father, thank You for Your word and the examples You give us in Scripture. Help us to imitate what is good, to walk in truth and love, and to live with integrity. Guard our hearts from pride and selfishness, and give us the grace to serve others in humility, reflecting the love of Christ in all we do. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.